This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 3rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released its 20th annual report on Monday, covering 30 countries where religious freedom rights are being violated. The commission recommended that 16 countries be labeled as, quote, countries of particular concern, end quote, by the State Department, including Myanmar, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Syria, and Vietnam. All 16 of these countries persecute Christians terribly. The report highlighted persecution against Christians in China as authorities have shut down hundreds of Protestant churches in the country over the last year. The report also noted increased persecution against Christians in India at the hands of Hindu nationalists over the last several years. Jesus said in Matthew 5:10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Over 50 members of the European Union signed an open letter to Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan, calling on him to address the country's religious freedom violations or face sanctions. The Muslim-majority nation is one of the worst countries for Christian persecution in the world, where believers are targeted regularly with violence and false blasphemy accusations. Spain's national elections on Sunday took a turn to the left with the victorious Socialist Party, led by Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, winning 123 seats, or 29% of the vote. The Conservative People's Party fared poorly, only winning 66 seats, or 17% of the vote, the worst performance in its history. However, the far-right Vox Party picked up 24 seats, or 10% of the vote, the first time the party won seats since Spain became a democracy a little over 40 years ago. The conservative Vox Party supports biblical marriage and opposes homosexuality and the murder of unborn babies. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence hosted a Rose Garden ceremony for the National Day of Prayer yesterday morning, reports CBN News. Trump emphasized the power of prayer and the rights of Americans to live at religious liberty.
Every citizen has the absolute right to live according to the teachings of their faith and the convictions of their heart. This is the bedrock of American life. To protect this heritage, my administration has strongly defended religious liberty.
Trump quoted Isaiah 40, verse 31, commenting on how he and Vice President Pence have made it through 2 years at the White House. The scripture says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." During President Trump's National Day of Prayer event, he also announced new religious freedom protections for Americans. Earlier this week, Trump ensured federal employees can take paid time off to observe religious holy days. And on Thursday, the administration finalized conscience protections for physicians, pharmacists, nurses, teachers, students, and faith-based charities who will not participate in abortion, sterilization, or assisted suicide. The U.S. Defense Department said on Thursday there were 6,053 reports of sexual assaults last year in the military, a 38% increase over a survey in 2016. Taking into consideration unreported cases as well, the military survey estimated 20,500 male and female service members experienced some kind of sexual assault last year, reports Reuters. Women ages 17 to 24 were at the highest risk of being assaulted in the military, according to the report. And finally, on Tuesday, a 22-year-old former student opened fire on a class at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, killing 2 people and injuring 4 others. One of the people who died, 21-year-old student Riley C. Howell, gave his life to save others, according to eyewitness reports. When the shooting began, Howell immediately charged the shooter and tackled him before being fatally shot. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said Howell was, quote, the first and foremost hero. He took the fight to the assailant. Unfortunately, he had to give his life to do so, but he saved lives doing so. End quote. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Rocky Mountains, Thursday, August 29 through Sunday, September 1st. Learn more at ColoradoFatherSon.com. If you register now, you can save $150. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.